I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. It's 5 years and counting. What? You're not counting down to the Summer Olympics in Japan? Japanese officials certainly are, so you can imagine Tokyo's embarrassment when they realize that the centerpiece of their Olympic bid, a stadium to top all stadiums, is not going to happen. The $2 billion price tag, which would have made it the single most expensive Olympic venue in history, gave many Japanese heartburn. But is there really any surprise here? Don't we know that all Olympic venues are white elephants? They never pay for themselves. They never get used again. Well, I called up Allison Stewart. She's an associate fellow at the Said Business School at Oxford. And Allison, you've studied Olympic budget overruns. And is it just an accepted fact that an Olympic Games will come in over budget?
Unfortunately, that does seem to be the case, Aaron. We did our study looking at the Games since 1960, looking right up until present day. And what we found was that, on average, the overrun of the Games is 179%, and that the Games overrun with 100% consistency. So as you say, it really is just a fact that the Games will overrun.
179%. How does that happen?
Well, I think at the beginning, when you do start planning the Games, the objective is to win the Games. Right. So the big committee, when they're actually planning, they have very little information. It's 7 years out from the actual delivery of the event. So they really are operating in an environment of very high uncertainty.
What is the point of bidding for the Olympics anyway? What is the return for whatever you spend?
Well, typically, you're looking to develop a legacy for the city and or for the country. So the most successful Olympic cities to date have been those that have really had a really clear idea of how they want to use the facilities going forward. And particularly, that applies to not just the sporting facilities, but to any other broader infrastructure. So Barcelona, for example, is held up as quite a good example of a city that was able to incorporate the Olympics into their longer-term plans for urban regeneration. So if you had a plan, say, to really transform Tokyo, for example, into a new and urban city, and the Olympics were just a part of that were going to accelerate or really provide a focus and a goal for those bigger ambitions, then you're much more likely to actually achieve a really good legacy. Where the legacy is unclear and you end up just doing the Games for the sake of the Games, that's where we end up seeing a lot of overruns and a lot of unused facilities after the Games.
Okay, so what is the worst ever overrun since 1960 that you found?
Well, being a Montreal native myself, I can say that Montreal was far and away the greatest overrun, coming in at just under 800%.
800%?
800%.
What happened?
A lot of things happened. One of the ones that was a particular issue in Montreal was the Olympic Stadium. So similarly to what we've seen happening in the news today with the Tokyo Stadium, the Montreal Olympic Stadium became a much bigger affair than it was originally envisioned. And there were significant overruns in basically every single venue, every single part of the project. It started out being quite a modest bid and turned into quite an elaborate and far-reaching enterprise.
Okay, here in Boston, there's been a huge debate over the city's 2024 Summer Olympic bid. What advice would you give to folks here?
I think the most important thing is to think about, if it does cost more than what it's currently being planned to, would it still be a good deal? It's really important to think about legacy and to think about what you're trying to achieve through this. So again, the Olympics should not be an end in itself. They should be a means to a broader urban agenda, really. I think that's the key. So what is it that you're trying to use the Olympics to achieve, not do you actually want the Olympics?
Allison Stewart is an associate fellow at the Said Business School at the University of Oxford. Allison, thanks for giving us time today.
My pleasure.